And today we are featuring the year 1976.
Yes,
you are. And every week when I say that, I'm afraid you're going to correct me and be like, no, it's actually 1978. And then my Wiki Corner will just make absolutely no sense. But
yeah,
it is, in fact, 1976 this week.
So, yeah.
And that is the year
that
Charlie's Angels premiered.
The television show, not the movies.
Show. Right, the TV show.
Yeah.
So it aired on ABC from September 22nd, 1976. Until June 24th, 1981, for 5 seasons and 115 episodes.
That's a good run.
It follows the crime-fighting adventures of three women working at a private detective agency in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And originally starred Kate Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, and Jaclyn Smith in the leading roles, and John Forsythe providing the voice of their boss, the unseen Charlie Townsend, who directed the crime-fighting operations of the Angels via speakerphone.
Speakerphone.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
So Kate Jackson and Farrah Fawcett didn't audition for their roles. They were just offered the parts outright.
Very nice.
By producers.
Yeah.
Jaclyn Smith was among the hundreds of actresses who auditioned for the role of Kelly Garrett. Despite liking Smith, Spelling and Glomberg were wary about hiring her because their initial concept concerned a brunette, a blonde, and a redhead.
Oh.
Yeah. And so they already had the blonde and the brunette.
They were redhead. And
but
she's not a redhead?
She was the only brunette who auditioned for the role.
Oh.
And was cast only after the producers decided they liked the on-screen chemistry she shared with Jackson and Fawcett.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So the original title of the show was Alley Cats.
Oh.
It was going to be called Alley Cats.
Rare.
Yeah.
Alley Cats.
But Kate Jackson, who had more acting experience than any of the other leads and was initially designated the star, preferred it to be called Harry's Angels after the original name of their unseen, but that was before it was Charlie. It was Harry.
It was Harry.
Harry.
Why
Harry's
we,
Angels.
Why we go to Charlie?
I don't know. They changed the name. Oh, they named his name. His, they changed his name to avoid confusion over to another detective show called Harry O. Apparently.
Oh. Okay.
So they settled on Charlie's Angels.
Well, that's good. That's smart. Smart move.
So an all-female cast for a crime drama was practically unheard of at the time.
Of course.
And ABC executives were not at all sold on the concept and thought it was one of the worst ideas for a TV series they had ever heard.
They were thinking of the Lady Ghostbusters movie, but this is,
this is different.
This one's different. This is good.
So Charlie's Angels proved to be a runaway hit in the 1976-77 season in its first of 5 time slots, which was Wednesdays at 10 p.m.
It's prime time.
Doesn't seem like a good...
It doesn't really, does it? No.
But,
but it was a different time back then, Sarah. People didn't, they didn't stream. Can Grandpa Mark tell you?
Yeah, please.
Television didn't always stream.
I know.
It wasn't just at your fingertips. You had to wait for it.
Yeah.
It was destination. It was appointment setting.
Right. But 10 o'clock seems awfully late.
It does, right? Yeah.
Okay. So facing little competition from CBS and NBC, Charlie's Angels finished 5th in Nielsen ratings in the spring of 1977.
Very good.
By the 3rd season, however, the show had fallen from the top 10, and in the 5th season, it had fallen out of the top 30, which is why it was canceled.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah. So the three lead actresses were suddenly propelled to stardom, with Kate Jackson later commenting that the first few months were like being in the eye of a storm.
Really?
Farrah Fawcett. Yeah, Farrah Fawcett became hugely popular and was branded a phenomenon. However, the situation off-screen was not as rewarding. The long working hours on set, combined with numerous calls for photo shoots, wardrobe fittings, and promotional interviews, took their toll on the trio.
It's almost like it's work. I mean,
crazy, right?
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
So there were a few casting changes. After the departure of Farrah Fawcett, Cheryl Ladd joined, and after Jackson departed, Shelley Hack joined, who was subsequently replaced by Tanya Roberts.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So producers spared no expense in the show's wardrobe department, allotting $20,000 per episode.
Jeez. And you go to TJ Maxx.
You could get a lot. You could get a lot. You could buy the whole dang store, probably.
Pretty much,
yeah. Yeah. Costumes were changed a minimum of 8 times per episode.
Wow.
That is a lot.
That's a lot.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And Fawcett broke some kind of record when during one of her guest appearances, she sported 12 different outfits.
Holy cow. It's a bit much.
That is a little too much, yeah.
Yeah.
Although it was not connected to the show, a 1976 poster of Farrah Fawcett sporting a red bathing suit, you know the one, became the biggest selling poster in history with 12 million copies sold. This poster also helped the burgeoning popularity of the series, obviously.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And the red swimsuit that helped make Farrah Fawcett a 1970s icon became part of the Smithsonian's collection in 2011.
All right. Just sitting, they have it folded up in a drawer over there in the corner?
Oh, no, I'm sure it's prominently displayed. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Right. And ABC attempted to create an all-male spinoff of Charlie's Angels in 1980.
That's a bad idea.
Yeah, it was called Tony's Boys.
Tony's Boys.
Oh. Yeah, what a horrible name.
There's no quality control.
It featured three men going undercover at the behest of a female Charlie named Tony Blake. So basically just exactly the same show, but just with men.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
However, it proved unpopular with the public, and it was never picked up as a regular
season. Oh, so are there any episodes of it existing?
I feel like they made like one.
Who is in it? That seems like a Greg Evigan kind of thing. Was he in it?
I don't know who that is. Okay. I'll look it up. I'll let you know.
Oh, please. Would you do that?
I will do that.
Like while during the song?
Sure.
It's a short song.
Okay.
You don't have time.
We can do it. Yes, I do.
Do you?
Don't doubt my Wikipedia.
Okay. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. 60 seconds on the clock when you tell me the name of the song.
Okay. We're going to play the theme song to Charlie's Angels.
You got it, Sarah. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Go look it up. Legends 102.7 and the theme to Charlie's Angels here. Did you find out what you're looking for in those?
I did.
Oh, jeez. Really? I thought you.
I don't know why you doubt me utterly. So much.
Well, you looked panicked a few seconds ago.
I did not.
No, you did.
Prove it.
You just looked panicked. It was in your face. All right. We'll get to that in a second. Let's recap. Oh, you didn't even give me my piece of paper.
Well, you had me doing other things.
I did.
You put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Here's my piece of paper. My words to read. All right. You want to recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner?
Yeah.
Go.
Okay. The show was originally called Alley Cats.
The wardrobe budget was $20,000 per episode.
And an all-male spinoff called Tony's Boys was attempted but was never picked up.
That's awful. Tony's Boys. Right, so who was in Tony's Boys? That was your homework assignment.
So Tony's Boys starred Barbara Stanwyck as Antonia Tony Blake.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
And her agency was staffed by three handsome male detectives.
Yeah.
Played by Stephen Shortridge.
No idea.
No idea. Bob Segrin, also no idea.
No.
And Bruce Bauer, no idea.
Okay.
Who any of those people are
destined to fail.
Yeah.
All right. You can't just switch it up like that. You can't just. Got to be more creative.
Yeah.
All right. Folks want to learn more about Charlie's Angels. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you. Have you ever seen an episode of Charlie's Angels?
No, I have seen the movie from like the early 2000s or whenever with Drew Barrymore and Lucy Liu and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
And
that doesn't seem like your kind of movie.
No, it was fine.
It was all right.
It was a really long time ago, but I don't. I think I liked it.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. Great. Back tomorrow with a fresh episode for a Friday edition.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. Traffic and weather on the way. We've got Ringo Starr coming up. We've got some Fleetwood Mac. And at 5 o'clock, another chance for you to play the 5 o'clock feud. Show off your smarts. And to win Red Wings tickets and a $250 gift card to Turning Stone Resort and Casino, courtesy of Savage & Son Home Services. That's coming up.